so on call and they're off key, the wisdom of God will give them the answer that they can't get around.
Yes, sir.
Don't try to handle it in the flesh, because you're dealing with a lot of people in the flesh. So as long as you do that, as long as you ask God for wisdom, along with wisdom comes discretion, instruction, direction. See, wisdom is profitable for direction. So when you're dealing with people, you've got to have, that's our advantage. We have the capability of having the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. Those three can't be willed.
Yes, sir.
My God told me that this morning. Oh, he told me this morning. With those three, everything will obey you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wrote in my diary this morning. I was sitting on the porch studying and praying. He said, these three, follow these three, and everything will obey you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's, remember, you know, after that, because I found out sometimes so easily for the flesh to creep in. I'm flying, what, 15, 16, actually $22 million jet. My pilot on the outside. My son's on the outside. Dr. Farb and two or three of his men on the inside with me. Dr. Farb, the man had something he wanted to bring out to my jet. The jet, not a jet, right there. The little girl said, by law, you can't go out. I lost it. Shouldn't have. I lost it. I said, you trying to handle me or something? I give her the aid. So I get on the plane flying back. I think about that. This is done. So I called her when I hit the ground in Louisiana. So I asked you to forgive me. Even though she was wrong,
yes,
I got her off my back. But that's what you got to watch. You got to watch. And that's where this racism thing comes in. You see, black control comes from the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Black control. We're controlled from our flesh. Why? He cannot control us from our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we fall in anger because a white person says something, you're being controlled in your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose wisdom answer the wisdom of God in that situation. He flowed. She flowed. You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
See, flesh wants to fight. Flesh lose. Y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom never outnumbered. Not the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And she, and the Bible says she cries out, who won me?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you marry wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And wisdom is your covenant partner. White man never mess over you again.
Yes, sir.
He don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wisdom of God is smarter than him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end. The wisdom of God is the end of racism in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
So,
because you know, flesh gonna act up. Uppity, superior, doesn't matter. What you pack in is more superior than anything. I don't care what they own, I don't care what company they own. What you pack in is more richer than them, more wiser than them. See? Then, you constantly bear fruit.
Hmm.
Fruitfulness. Always something on your branches. That is good. Can't stop you. That's the answer to it right there. It controls you. It's been controlling you in your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you something now. Listen very carefully. The table of your heart is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what other men putting on your table.
Mm-hmm.
If you control your thought, you control in harmony. That's where harmonious condition comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Agreeable surrounding, the best of everything. The man who knows how to control his thought has harmony within. Harmony within is the cause. Every effect gonna answer to that call.
Mm-hmm.
Man try to hide how cosy. Man try to handle things on the outside. No, no. Outside of the effect. Man trying to handle effect with effect.
Mm-hmm.
The cause is from within. When you're harmonious within, what you're going to produce without is going to be the same thing within. So condition, environment, and experiences come from within. So what's up? Walk in the room. Something not right. Don't go out there with it.
Mm-hmm.
Come from within. If you don't have nothing to say, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh say something. Flesh won't answer. You know what I'm saying? I've seen men wither when not a word was spoken. You see, you take dominion in silence. Even though you're speaking, but you're speaking on the inside. You're not saying it outside, but you're speaking on the inside. And the within control the without.
Mm-hmm.
If a black man got killed, he ran his mouth too much. He tried to answer for his right. There was no right there. Just be still, be quiet. Them guys they shooting when they stop in the car. You know, put your hand in. The lady said, I can't put my hand down. He said, go ahead and catch your thing. She said, I can't put my hand down. He said, yeah, you can. She said, no, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
He might shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the man said, police said, we just shoot black folk.
He said, you're not black.
You're not
he
black.
He said, you're not black, are you? We don't shoot black.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, mm-hmm, not going to let you get in the kid like that.
Right.
That's right.
He'll never get a chance to put his hand on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you were supposed to go, wisdom will tell you not today.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
uh-huh.
That's why they're going to set you up.
Uh-huh.
See, you can't lose.
Yep.
With those three, that trinity, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that comes from the king.
Mm-hmm.
King David.
Mm-hmm.
David. The son of David, the king of Israel. When
mm-hmm
you start reading Proverbs, that's the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Son of David, the king of Israel. He began to teach us, you say he was the wise man warrior. He began to teach us Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Began to teach us wisdom, knowledge, mm-hmm, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You're never wrecked.
Mm.
Never wrecked. You'll never lose. That's why he told me, he says, from this day forward, everything will obey you. That's why the Bible tells you to be slow to speak, swift to hear, and slow to anger. You give it the time to kick in.
Okay.
See, we can get so educated, so smart, we answer.
Because
we know the answer. You can know the answer when you're dealing with the enemy. He going to twist the truth.
Wow.
So you got to cut him down. You got to cut his leg off him by being more wiser than he is. That's all.
All right,
so you got it then,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I got it.
Huh?
We got it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it.
So I'm never going to get a computer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, other words, you see, connection to the commission spells out the manifestation of what the vision is producing. See, they got to understand that connection, that partnership is not an invalidated position. It's valid. And the difference between the one who is a partner and the one who is not a partner, y'all can change as y'all need.
Mm.
Not a partner is a big difference. So the apostle is calling for partnership in this commission of governing the church. Get that definition from Leroy about opening the portals. Leroy got a definition. I need to know that definition. I need to put the definition in my phone. Matter of fact, tell Leroy to text that to my phone.
He told you to you recently?
It been happening.
Yeah, Barbara probably got it. Yeah. Open with the apostolic does.
The apostolic, it bring forth the government of God and open the portals, yes, of heaven on earth. Something in that action. But we are in. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The virgin territory. At large, minute, or very few understand where we are now.
Yes, sir.
That's why the Lord said the people are coming. And when he said the people are coming, he shut down some things. To cause them to have to come.
Wow.
Because, yeah, you let them be takers. And takers are never makers.
Wow.
They'll never make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They think that, see that, they have and they're connected. And they think they're riding, but they're not even on the boat. You see what I'm saying? They're still in the water. And so what we're doing now, we're helping them. Because we have no need. Because all our need is met in him. We trust him as our soul. See, a lot of things we do, you can't do it if God not your soul. We'll never come on television. We'll never make this drastic change that the Holy Ghost had made now. Man think he need men. No, you need God to minister to men. So yeah, when they go there, you got to have somebody that partners you.
Yep.
Sure. Invite you to become a partner and tell them how to do it. You want me to mail your partnership package out? Mm-hmm. Or something. I mean, you got to be a congealed statement. But you ask God for wisdom how to put it together. And then you're going to start, people are coming. Now I'm hearing, oh my God, the partners are coming.
Wow.
Everything about the devil. You're about to get rid of the Lord who ride, somebody else going to take their seat. Who's going to be a participator.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about to change. Everything about to change. So you all going to have to be developed, ready to handle it. That's why I said wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Put that in your prayer every morning. You said to your dad, take a few minutes and bow your head before God, because there's another one I'm about to put in there. When you walk in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the next thing you're going to enter into is a realm that very few people know about, the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord. Fear backwards in that. A frontward, other fear backwards when you're afraid. This fear is you're unafraid. You're walking with Him. And so it's a reverential honor to be able to participate in His divine plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you're always aware of that. So Satan offers you a substitute. You're not subject to that because you know too much about this. See, everything down from wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the fear of the Lord is down.
Mm.
You're receiving something less.
Mm. Okay.
See what I'm saying? Is this wisdom? Is this knowledge? Am I really operating in understanding? Am I really walking in the fear of the Lord? Well, my father or not, well, guess where I am? Flesh, sash rim, with a fake covering. Mm. And if you're walking with the Lord,
mm.
when the enemy blow hard enough, you're out of here. Understand that?
Yes, sir.
You got to constantly be aware of that. So drive the edges for wisdom, for the right words to say. Not satanic influence.
Yes, sir.
We don't want them. Mm-hmm. You see, those who God's speaking to and their heart crying out for fellowship of something that's going to produce fruit in their life. That's what we offer. We're offering fruitful lives that are productive and fruitful and happy and peaceful no matter what's going on. So we got a lot to offer, but that's why I'm saying to you all now, I'm passing on to you all, that every one of our talk to my whole staff, when they answer the phone, these are going to have wisdom, you got to have knowledge, you got to have understanding, discretion. If you come upon a fool, you have to know how to have a fool and not let a fool make you a fool. I don't think we'll have a whole lot of that because our ministry is so powerful that people have fear for messing with us wrongly.
Right.
See, the righteousness come in on the screen now. See, and that don't only mean the prayer of a righteous man avail as much, the life of a righteous man avail as much. You see, and so even fools know when they're messing with righteousness.
Mm.
And so they might climb and go off. All the point you got to be solid, you know. And then if you can't get no understanding out of them, plum fool. Click them. Hang up on
them.
Yep. You don't argue. You can't argue with a fool now.
No, you can't because.
No, he ain't got no base. You don't know where he's going. He fool not even on first base. He ain't going to second. He just going to run his mouth, run his mouth. He ain't even trying to score. He just trying to take over something. He don't even know what he's talking about. He can't even run the bases. He don't know what second base is at. You know, the purpose of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth, government structure, which allows the portal of the supernatural to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Send that to my phone, Barbara.
Yes?
Send that to my phone.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I put your divine on your desk. You want me to bring it to you?
Leave
me a desk.
Divine. No, I get it. I'm coming. Okay. That's what the super. Read it.
the purpose of the apostolic is to create the heaven to earth government structure.
There you go.
Which right. allows the portal of the supernatural to be open.
Now, see, if you don't create the structure, the portal's not going to be open. Because you're dangerous. You're not going to do it. So what you need to do is deal with it. Tree wood.
Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
See, from God.
From God.
Yeah, God. See, God, Solomon talked about wisdom as a woman, as a poison, you see. And when she get in you, she is a poison. She's just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man operating in the wisdom of God. And the reason he said, she called it a poison, that you know that this is poisonous, and you have to personalize it in your life on a daily basis. This wisdom is just stupid. You know what wisdom will tell you? It's stupid. It tell you it's stupid. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need.
Yep.
You call that check and balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.